She's entering her seventh season as the head coach. She herself had an amazing playing career as a four-year starting goalkeeper for North Carolina State. Welcome back, Coach Kat Mertz. Always appreciate the time. How are you these days, Coach?
I'm doing well. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Are you back east? Rumor has it.
Yeah, I grew up in Virginia, and I am back east. I got in last night to visit my family and out here to have some fun and relax a little and watch some World Cup soccer.
You know, you went to school in Raleigh, North Carolina. You also worked as an assistant at UVA, UCLA, Vegas, Texas, St. Louis. You've been a coach on many of our U.S. national teams. So, during your now almost 6 years living and working in Eugene, how would you describe the local passion level for soccer?
I think that's one of the things I love most about the Pacific Northwest. You got everything from Seattle to Portland to the local soccer communities here in Eugene. It's fantastic. There's a great love and a great passion, and what is also really great to see is just the knowledge. There's a very good soccer IQ, and it's fun to be a part of.
Now, I know in 2015, you took your team back and played against your alma mater, NC State. This year, you opened the season at Pape Field against them, and though the result was not what you would have preferred, what kind of experience was that for you to get to play host to NC State, a very good team who made the NCAA tournament?
I always want to try to connect with my alum, whatever we can do. And I talk to my team all the time about, enjoying your experience. And, 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, you're going to have your teammates and the relationships that you have at the University of Oregon. You're always going to be proud of that. So to be able to go into Raleigh, down there and then have them back, I'm just really proud. I was really excited and just happy to reconnect with my alumni.
Awesome. Talking soccer with Oregon's Kat Mertz. Great story on GoDucks.com about one of your players, Jasmine Jackman, a senior defender. She just got back from a trip to the Dominican Republic, helping out a program for at-risk orphans. I mean, as a coach, how much do you just beam over a young person so wired into seeing the less fortunate among us and wanting to take action?
It is a huge part. We're so lucky, all of us, including staff and student athletes. We have so much at our fingertips at the University of Oregon, and the athletic department provides so much. So for our student athletes and our coaches to give back, it just speaks wonders. And Jazz had this opportunity. She went down. She was there. She actually started a day late with our spring term, and she missed a practice. And she asked me if that was okay, and I said, absolutely. go grow as a young adult, give back, and really, take a step back. I think that's the cool part is when these student-athletes come to us with these ideas. We had Caitlin Wong create the St. Baldrick's Foundation fundraiser, and we've run it the past two springs, and we have raised over $70,000 for St. Baldrick's. So when Jazz came up to me and said, hey, I had this opportunity, absolutely, go experience something, find a way to give back to the community.
That's just fantastic. So a couple weeks ago, you announced a new member of your staff, Chris Lewis, who's got a really interesting, impressive resume, including a heck of a playing career as a goalie. So my question is a two-parter. What could you tell us about adding her to the Duck family, and do all you goalkeepers stick together?
I know we're super excited for Chris. Our former assistant Katie Holteen had an opportunity to go on and be a first assistant, and so we were happy to see her grow in her career. And when that happens, we always get to step back and reevaluate our needs and what do we need to bring into our program, and wading through a bunch of resumes and making a bunch of phone calls. We were really excited to bring Chris Lewis back to the Pacific Northwest. And, she had a great playing career at Portland State, has all these records at Portland State. And then she was able to play with the Portland Thorns for 2 years as a goalkeeper. And she's coached within the Crossfire Thus community up in the northern part of the state in Portland. And so we're super excited. Her, you know, she had some Hawaiian blood in her as well. So I think this fall that makes 4 players from Hawaii, 2 managers from Hawaii, and now an assistant coach from Hawaii. And then to add to your second part, yeah, I think there's a goalkeeper union out there. We stick together, you know, but there are some pretty talented coaches out there that started in the goalkeeper ranks.
That's awesome. I want to hit on recruiting. On signing day, you announced 5 Ducks. Then about 5-6 weeks later, you landed an international player from Norway. I'm not even going to try her name or the club team she played for. So if you'd be so kind to fill us in on the Norwegian midfielder you landed, including a correct pronunciation.
Well, I'll give you a correct pronunciation of her first name, Maya. I'm still learning her last name. So, you know, we have Hatla Hendrikstadter, who's a rising senior, fifth-year senior, excuse me. And I think it took me about 3 years to pronounce her last name. So give me a year. Maybe when we do this interview in the fall, hopefully I can get her last name. But, yeah, we're really super excited about our signing class. It is our smallest class that we're bringing in since I've been here at Oregon. We have a stellar local player from North Eugene High School, Jordan Wormdahl. Combine that with an outside back from Hawaii. We have a goalkeeper coming in from Minnesota, Charlotte Brisley. And then we have 2 stellar players from Southern California. One's a center back, and one is a forward. And Zoe Hasenauer is the forward, and we really think she can come in and hopefully put some balls in the back of the net for us.
Now, you mentioned Jordan and her being from North Eugene. You have a couple of Sheldon players, Mary Jane Irving, Emma Eddy. What could you tell us about what it means to your program? We always hear it's important to kind of own the state, you know, that the talented young women around here who play soccer, you want them dreaming of growing up to be Ducks.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. We've got MJ and Emma Eddy. And we always believe that, you know, these local players, we don't want the talent to go outside of Oregon. We want to keep them home, and we know that they have a lot of pride for the university. They're going to work really hard. They want to do well in the community. You know, and MJ and Emma have certainly done that this first year. And Jordan, we think she's going to come in here and have a great career as well. And so, you know, our 2019 class, we have a couple of Oregonians as well as our 2020. So we're able to, you know, really turn over some stones, go out, find those local players, and we definitely want to keep the best kids from Oregon at home.
A couple final thoughts for Oregon soccer coach Kat Mertz. The World Cup, the Men's World Cup started yesterday. You've been heavily involved with the American national team, the under 15, 18, 20, 23. And we know our women's team kind of sets the international standard. So the fan in you, do you really care as far as your level of interest in this that Team America failed to qualify? Does that lessen your interest in this unbelievable event at all?
Well, I'm disappointed that the men didn't qualify, absolutely. You know, I've gotten up and watched them play so many times at these past World Cups, but I am still super excited to get up and watch these games. And hey, the best part of being on the East Coast, the game this morning, the first game with Uruguay, and I was up at 8 o'clock, and it wasn't 5 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast, so I was really happy about the time change. But, no, I mean, there's so much talent, and even the game today, Spain, Portugal, with Ronaldo getting a hat trick, and, you know, it was 3-3. That was an unbelievable game, and it's just fun to watch. It's fun to watch, and I was already joking. I'm like, okay, who can I cheer on? My underdog team is Iceland. I think my winner pick is between Spain and Germany. So I just can't be so excited for these next 2 weeks yet. here coming up.
Well, I was actually going to ask you that. So you already answered my question. I think you joined the many who are kind of on the Team Iceland bandwagon. But like you said, it's going to be a lot of fun these next 4 weeks. Folks, she's the head coach of the beautiful game for the U of O, Kat Mertz. You can follow her on Twitter, the handle @Kat_Mertz. Coach, always our pleasure. Enjoy your family. Enjoy the tournament. Travel safe, and we will definitely catch up when the season is off and rolling. Thanks so much for your time.
Awesome. Thanks so much, and go Ducks.
All right, take it easy.